Finally today, we're so used to seeing images of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton on our screens and in our newspapers, and so are people in many other places around the world. A U.S. presidential election is big news, especially this time around. But if you were looking at religious newspapers in Israel, you might think there was only one candidate in the race. They never show photos of Hillary Clinton, and they probably won't, even if she's elected. Daniela Cheslow reports from the neighborhood of Bnei Brak near Tel Aviv.
I'm with Benny Rabinovich in his living room. He's a staff writer at the newspaper Yated Ne'eman, and we're looking at an article about the U.S. elections.
Where's Clinton?
They didn't take Clinton. They took a picture of Trump. It's simpler. If you write about Clinton and Trump, it's much easier to run a picture of Trump.
Yated Ne'eman's readers are ultra-Orthodox Jews, also known as Haredim, which means those who fear God. They represent about 11% of Israelis, and they follow strict rules of modesty. Unmarried men and women avoid touching each other, women wear long shirts and skirts, and sometimes married women wear wigs to cover their own hair. Benny quotes a verse of Psalms, "All the glory of the king's daughter is inwards," meaning women should cover up. Newspapers didn't exist in the time of Psalms, but strict rabbis in modern Israel have interpreted modesty as a ban on publishing photos of women and girls. There are four major daily papers here serving the ultra-Orthodox. A reporter at the oldest one, Hamodia, says back in the 70s, when Golda Meir was Israel's first female prime minister, they didn't run photos of her either. So what do you do when your religious readers want American election news and one of the main candidates is a woman?
There are a lot of approaches.
You can get creative with camera angles. In August, an ultra-Orthodox paper in the U.S. showed Clinton at a campaign event with her face blocked by the podium. Or you could just replace Hillary with Bill. That's what Yated Ne'eman did when Clinton announced her running mate Tim Kaine. Benny says at the time, a correspondent for the secular Israeli paper Haaretz tweeted at him, "Hey, Yated Ne'eman, what will you do if Clinton wins? 4 years of Bill?" Benny tweeted back,
"Bli Bill, im Bill, nistader."
Without Bill or with Bill, we'll manage.
But within the Haredi community, there is some mix of opinion. A few steps from Benny's house, I meet Tova Yosfan and her daughter. Tova is a full-time nurse and a mother of seven. She says maybe it's a stretch to put Bill Clinton's picture in the paper instead of Hillary's, but it's not terrible. And it doesn't make her feel bad or lessen her value as a woman if there are no photos of women in the newspapers, she says. At a wig store, I meet Dikla Cohen, who's helping a young couple pick out a wig. Dikla says newspapers have the right to choose what they publish. All the same, she says it wouldn't be so bad to show a picture of Hillary Clinton. It's not like the newspapers are publishing photos of half-naked models. And the daughter of a former chief rabbi of Israel told me she thinks the ban on Hillary's picture is unnecessary, but she wouldn't speak on tape about it. As for the editor of an American Orthodox magazine, he told me if Clinton is elected, he might change his policy and print her photo, if the rabbis allow it. He says he worries about alienating the U.S. government. Benny Rabinovich says his newspaper, Yated Ne'eman, isn't even considering it.
No, there has never been a picture of Hillary Clinton until today, and there never will be. Never. Look for it, and you won't find it.
For the world, Daniela Cheslow, Bnei Brak, Israel.
And you can see a picture of how one religious newspaper handled the Hillary photo dilemma. That's at PRI.org.